to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely amazing day today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Oh, Austin, I'm doing absolutely great. You know, this morning while we were having our prayer time, I started thinking, if you don't have prayer on a daily basis, you really have a hard time dealing with all of this stuff as far as the news. And that's why we try to keep our show as Christ-centered as we possibly can. We've got so many heretics now in Christianity that are promoting rebuilding of a temple. They really have got their scripture confused. They really think that Jesus is going to come and preach from the temple and that the Antichrist is going to come for another 1,000 years. I mean, it's just they're twisted. And, you start reading all this stuff and you start going, wow, this is like absolutely nuts. Like this morning, for instance, this week I told you guys that Matt Drudge was gay. And that Breitbart and Drudge, as far as these two news servicing and aggregating agencies, I believe are compromised because they give you 80% of the truth, but they push their agenda. And, you think, well, what the heck's all that about, Ted? Well, it's interesting. There was a picture that was released of Gwyneth Paltrow with Podesta in front of the weird stuff. How would you say? The weird stuff that he has, in his home. With these weird statues and all this perverted stuff. And this is from Collective Evolution, and it said, Tony Podesta and Gwyneth Paltrow smile next to a sculpture resembling a Jeffrey Dahmer victim. I mean, they're at his home. This is the guy that was listed in the Podesta emails with the soul cooking parties and his brother, etc. And it says, James Woods tweeted this when he saw the picture, and he said that basically looks like a replica victim of a serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. And you think about why in the world is this happening? Why are there so many people out there that are so perverted in Hollywood? And then this morning, sure enough, old Matt Drudge has to come out with a big pro-gay article on Richard Pryor. I didn't know Richard Pryor. I didn't really follow his career. I didn't know he was queer. I didn't know he was gay. Had no idea. Had no idea because the guy was married like 7 times. And, and the article leads into Drudge. Remember, Drudge is gay, so he's a big pro-gay promoter. And he says, Richard Pryor's widow on the Marlon Brando affair, and he wasn't ashamed. And I'm like, what? Marlon Brando affair? I mean, Marlon Brando affair from, like, The Godfather? Marlon Brando wasn't gay. And sure enough, Marlon Brando was gay. And I'm like, this is nuts. How in the world could this happen? I don't want to know this stuff. But again, this is Matt Drudge's way of putting this stuff gradually into the media to try to get acceptance. That's why I told you, you've got to be very careful with news aggregators. If you go to the healthmasters.com website, there's a place that says news articles for our show. These are all listed in there, and I'm very careful as to what I put in there as far as – in fact, I probably didn't put the gay stuff in there. They don't even want to have it exposed because the reason they do this is for the acceptance, because the more and more people who read it and say, oh, so-and-so is gay, well, so-and-so is gay, and so-and-so is gay, and so-and-so is gay. And then I looked it up. I thought, this can't be possible. I mean, Marlon Brando couldn't have been – they call it a bisexual. I call it gay. So I looked it up, and it said Marlon Brando's Hollywood's rogue bisexual. And he was really a tough guy. I mean, he actually got into fights in high school and all kinds of other stuff. But then he got out there in Hollywood, and he basically got caught up in their pedophilia weirdo nonsense. That's why he got so twisted up. Then it says, unlike many bisexuals like Cary Grant, who deny their homosexual activity all their lives, Marlon Brando brazenly admitted it. Well, I didn't know Cary Grant was gay, although I thought he was a little bit feminine. I never knew he was gay. And then they said that his partners included Burt Lancaster, Laurence Olivier, Leonard Bernstein, the whole list of them, Tyrone Power, Montgomery Cliff, which you all knew Montgomery Cliff was gay, James Dean and Rock Hudson. I mean, what? And I think to myself, this is absolutely insanity that this guy's involved in this stuff. He's one of the best actors that Hollywood ever put out. He was also twisted. But then what happened is he started going against the Jewish folks in Hollywood and started saying things about them, and apparently he got in his later years he started realizing that he had been taken advantage of and had been pretty much probably, he was probably sodomized, to be honest with you guys, to get the roles when he was young. And this happens a lot of times with these guys, and you're thinking, so when they get older they start thinking, this is just not right. And there at the end he basically was on his knees apologizing to Samuel Wiesenthal. And, from what he had said concerning his anti-Semitic remarks, according to them, they were anti-Semitic. And it was weird to me. And the whole thing's weird, Austin, that we have this type of perversion out there and that these guys are held up as cultural models for us. Then Breitbart comes out to another one, and he puts this article out again, which again, now Breitbart's dead, but their website puts out this, which again tells me they're completely and totally doing the same thing. It said, Cher calls for laws to control men's bodies. She goes, they must be circumcised and show their papers. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? This is Cher, the absolute perverted person of Hollywood, who runs around and basically naked on platforms with just a tiny bit of clothes on when she was younger, and she probably can't do that anymore because she's too old. I hope she doesn't. I hope she doesn't. She should have done it to start with. And, you know, she goes on to say that women must make laws to control men's bodies. No Viagra, no Rogaine, no testosterone. I mean, where did she come up with this stuff? And so you think, well, Ted, why are you reporting this? Why are you saying this? Well, here's why. I am so over these Hollywood people dictating our social morals and values in our society, only later to find out that these guys are a bunch of unbelievable, perverted weirdos. And, you know, Cher, you know, she's the poster child for plastic surgery. She even admits that. But now she's coming out and saying that men have to have papers and all. I mean, why is she doing this? Well, she's a hardcore leftist. Hardcore leftist, because that's what they expect of them when they're basically put into a Hollywood scene. Let me give you another example. Donald Trump, basically a few years ago, he said, quote unquote, get rid of my kids. And he said how Trump allegedly told incoming chief of staff John Kelly to force his daughter and son-in-law's resignations because they were getting him in too much bad press. This is complete and total bad. This is complete and total disinformation. Why? They never left. Why would this be let out in the news years ago and be resurfacing right now? Because of the bad publicity that Jared Kushner is getting from shows like this. John, allegedly, Trump told John Kelly to help him find a way to get rid of Ivanka and send Jared away. He wanted them out of Washington because they generated too much bad press. He goes, get rid of my kids, get them back to New York. You know, Ivanka is described as Trump's chief enabler, refusing to criticize her father for her unwillingness to condemn white supremacists. I mean, and then on top of everything else, what does he do for her? She's a hardcore liberal Democrat communist. Hardcore. She is, Ivanka. She's also publicly denounced Jesus Christ, the Virgin Mary, the virgin birth, rejected Jesus Christ as her savior, and converted over to become a Shabbatist, Judaist, you know, Kabbalist. You know, and what's interesting about this, Javon, and this article goes on to say, Jared and Ivanka ousted Kelly, however, and their influence shows no sign of evaporating. Now, the president just put $100 million in line in this week's 2020 congressional budget request for a global women's fund by his liberal, pro-lesbian, pro-gay, pro-communist daughter who has spearheaded this effort. Now, why in the world does the president think he can take – now, if he wants to take $100 million of his own money, if he actually has that much net worth left after debt and give it to his daughter and say, go ahead and do this, I could care less. But why in the world are we going to support a pro-lesbian, pro-gay, pro-everything, pro-Kabbalah Shabbatist workshop work things for these women – for women's rights and promote this women liberal agenda through the White House while he's supposed to be a conservative Christian, which I don't believe he is. I mean, all of this blows my mind that we're being subjected to this type of mind game is what this is, this psychological operation, this psychop that we're being put through. It's almost like Jay Leno this week. I mean, he's out there doing commercials basically telling people that, you know, you've got to make sure you get your cholesterol down, you know, and he's doing commercials where he's driving the ambulance and he's in the ambulance with a heart attack or high cholesterol, you take it to the hospital. In the meantime, he's being paid by the manufacturer of the cholesterol medication in order to promote this. I mean, this is complete nonsense. Then he talks about how you shouldn't be talking politics, you know, when you're basically a comedian on late night TV. I mean, it's all a mind game. Here's the thing. This show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, is brought to you by HealthMasters.com. They pay the bill on the show. By you guys supporting our company, you know, the HealthMasters.com Corporation, you supply the revenue to pay for the cost of this show every day. The archives, the production, the producer, all of that stuff gets paid through this. I don't try to hide that game and play little mind games with you guys. I tell you thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being here. I've also told you that I'm not going to turn it into an infomercial and do a bunch of, you know, hardcore, you know, pushes for you to buy supplements from us. I thank you every day for getting your multiple vitamins from us and helping us, you know, pay the bill for this show. That's it. But these guys come in, you know, and all of these top guys do that. They all are pushing product, pushing suppliers, And when they, a lot of times they'll incorporate something into the into their own reads. They'll have something that have, it's called a live read. And I've seen them do it. They'll have a commercial. They'll be selling like a weight loss cookie. And they'll say, oh man, I had my weight loss cookie this week. I mean, I've lost 5 pounds on that weight loss cookie in the last 2 weeks. I mean, that weight loss cookie is doing absolutely wonderful things to me. I cannot tell you how much energy I have and how great I feel because of this weight loss cookie. And they say that to their co-host. And then they basically, that's it. That was the commercial. You guys just heard the commercial. It was a testimonial that was read from a list of a chart that had to be read during that hour. And it was basically a psychop. It was basically a very subliminal commercial to make you think that person's really taking this weight loss cookie. I have personally seen the guys do this over and over and over with a weight loss cookie and with some other ephedrine products they were promoting years ago. Guys, it's so important that we have transparency in broadcasting and you guys are aware of what's going on. Matt Drudge is gay. Matt Drudge is pushing and promoting the gay Hollywood agenda. He's pushing and promoting on his website right now that Richard Pryor was gay and had sex with Marlon Brando. I mean, what a bunch of perverts. And then Marlon Brando, of course, had sex with all these other people I told you about, which I had no idea about. And it just tells me, why are we allowing Hollywood having any type of influence on us? These guys have an atavistic hatred of Christianity. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate you if you're a Christian. And they're doing everything they can to basically mess you up, not their word, they use another word, an entire generation to try to make you as perverted as they possibly can because you're a diseased, leprous rat walking around in the backyard dripping blood is how they see you. And to them, they can do everything they can. They want to you. They can kill you, and it's okay. They can defile you, and it's okay because you'd rather have sex with animals anyhow in their belief. That's what they believe. That's what their book tells them. And so you're just a weirdo. And so they think that you should be treated that way. And if they can make money off you being a weirdo, good for them. They can do it. But they don't even realize their own culture, their own Hollywood culture, embraces the very weirdo stuff that they condemn us for doing. And they're the ones who are promoting it. And they're the ones that have been doing it all along. It goes back to their father, the devil. John, Book of John. You know, don't you? Your father's Lucifer. Your father. You're the children of the devil. This is who it goes back to. It goes back to that group of people that have been perverted with their Baal and Moloch and Asherah pole worship for thousands and thousands of years, and they're trying to force their perversion on us as Christians because they hate us because God gave us a moral standard to follow through the Ten Commandments and through the teachings of Jesus Christ. Our Messiah, the Messiah that came to this planet to save the world. So they can't stand that because the white Christian people have gone in now for thousands of years and tried to basically put this standard on the entire planet. Now, don't get me wrong. The Catholic Church got pretty twisted up in the process. They turned into an incredibly corrupt political, social, religious system that really brought a lot of weird stuff like the selling of get-out-of-hell-free cards called indulgences to build their giant cathedrals with the doggone Masonic lodges who then got incorporated into the doggone Catholic Church. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's happened to the Catholic Church. I mean, it's weird what they believe and all the other stuff, but the reality is they held together the Bible and the Word of God through the Dark Ages, which they caused, by the way, all the way up until the Enlightenment when Martin Luther finally said, you know, hey, enough of this mess. We got to tell you guys the truth about what the Bible really says. So we have to understand that the first century church should be our template in what we do before it got perverted basically through religion. Remember, religion doesn't draw you closer to God. It's a relationship that does. It's the relationship with Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Religion only torments you. It only forces you into a hole. It only forces you to feel guilty. It only forces you to basically give people money who you don't want to give money to support them so you don't go to hell. That's what religion does. And that has nothing to do with Christianity. Christianity, God came to give us freedom and give us life and give it to us in abundance. He came to basically set us free from the things of the world and to make us realize that, hey, we've been called to a higher level, that we're not of this earth. We're not of this planet. We're just passing through. And we've got a much better place to go to, and that we're supposed to walk in love and support one another. That's what Christianity does, a true relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship, not a religion. A personal walk where you talk and you walk and you pray on an ongoing basis with God Almighty through Christ. That's what Jesus Christ has done for us. These people in Hollywood absolutely hate that. Matt Drudge obviously absolutely hates it by promoting weirdo stuff. Breitbart, by pushing this agenda by Cher. Why is it important that Cher gets any kind of media press? Let me tell you why it's important. Because everybody knows who the word Cher is, who she is, what she is. I mean, they've used her now for 60, 70 years to promote an agenda, a super liberal communist Hollywood sexual perversion agenda. She has that name, like Hillary, you know, like Clinton. All of these people, they spend literally billions of dollars in marketing and advertising on these guys. That's why when they start getting a little bit sideways and start doing some things and saying some things they shouldn't ought to say, they're shut down. Like Marlon Brando was shut down when he started commenting on Jewish Hollywood. Or Michael Jackson started talking about some Jews that had done some stuff wrong into some of his songs. Immediately got shut down. And now not only they destroy him, but they destroyed his legacy. They destroyed everything Michael Jackson ever stood for, ever did. Now, don't get me wrong, I was never a Michael Jackson fan. And the stuff about Neverland and all these young boys going out there, that's some sick stuff. But does it surprise anybody? Does anything that they do surprise anybody? And then what happens when somebody wakes up, like Prince wakes up? Well, he's dead. Elvis was waking up. Well, he's dead. Janis Joplin started waking up. Well, she's dead. Jimi Hendrix started waking up. Well, he's dead. Oh, that's right. When they start waking up and they stop becoming useful to them, promote the mainstream narrative, but because they were given such a tremendous platform and so many people know them by name, they got to be shut up because they cannot go out and do what they're doing. I am so shocked they allowed James Woods to do what he's doing. But, of course, they've never given him a national footprint. They've never allowed him to go in and do national talk shows and talk about this stuff and really slam people on a kind of regular basis. Why? Because they know his name's too powerful and they don't want to do that. That's why when these guys start going sideways and start waking up and start talking about the real news, not the Hollywood news, but the real news of what's happening, like the thing with Brexit over in England right now, they're in complete disarray. I told you years ago that the Brexit thing wasn't going to be allowed to happen. It just they won't pass the resolutions to get it done. They're in complete and total anarchy over there as far as their government resolution. We've already had fund managers move trillions of dollars of money out of England, trying to make sure that in case the pound collapses because of all of this stuff, if it even happens, that their investors won't be like, you know, looking for the gallows to lynch them. Guys, it's so important to look at what's really going on. Look at the agenda. Look at the underlying motive that they're doing in all these different stories. And realize it's all about destroying the family, destroying you, destroying your relationship with Jesus Christ, which is not possible if you continue to maintain it, and to destroy the very functional fabric of the United States as far as the nuclear family, which they so hate, which they've done a good job of already putting into a giant scrapper. But think about it. All these Hollywood stars of long ago who basically were gay and who were communists. You know, Myron Fagan did a few reports. You guys need to listen to it online. I have it posted on the website somewhere. And we actually have some articles from him up somewhere on healthmasters.com website. I need to pull up and put it up on. I'll put it up on the current news articles, the stuff you can listen to with him. And he talks about what Hollywood did. He was a Hollywood Jewish playwright that turned against them and started exposing their agenda and what they were doing. And basically their communist agenda to basically bring Marxism into the United States by subverting the Christian culture. Very interesting man. He's gone now. Maybe he rested in peace, but he exposed it all. Guys, weird world we live in. I'm glad I'm here with you guys. I'm glad I got Jesus Christ on my side, because with him on my side, the creator of the universe is on my side, and God plus one, in my opinion, and always has been and always will be, a majority. What do you think, Oz?
Amen. That's the truth. And the funny part that, you know, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about this. And this is the irony that we've seen so much, and it's really become prevalent in the last decade, is that the leftists, especially the Hollywood elite and all these big mouth individuals out there that love to spew their rhetoric because that's essentially what they're told to say, that's what they're told to follow, that's what they're wrapped up in out there. Everything is essentially, well, you have to accept everything. Everybody has a choice if they what they want to do. You have the choice to go in and murder your child if 9 months if you want to do that. You have a choice to go engage in all this. You have to accept all this. But then we come out of the corner and we say, hey, I don't believe in forced vaccinations. I think everybody should have a choice and has the ability to question what's in a vaccine that's shot into your body. Sit down and shut up. You can't bring those topics up. You don't have a voice. You can't question that. Do not speak unless spoken to. You are not allowed to do these such things. And you go, well, didn't you just get off your soapbox telling us how everybody has the freedom to do what they want and nobody should be told what to do? And everybody should be able to live how they want to live and have free choice about anything? Well, that's not the point. You can't go against forced vaccines. You must be forcibly vaccinated. It's the irony that we've seen, and it's one thing after another after another after another. A lot of these people that love to run around and spew their anti-gun rhetoric are the same people that have private security contractors or Secret Service or other type of security that follows them around with bodyguards on a regular basis that are armed. That's always the irony that I think about all this. When you see these legislators on their high horse up in Washington, on their Marble Hill, and they love to dictate their edicts down and say the population, the peasants don't deserve to have firearms. It doesn't matter what the Second Amendment says. You don't deserve to own a firearm. You can't be trusted with a firearm, as they walk out of the building with four security members following them with firearms. It's just funny to me how the hypocrisy knows no bounds with these people. They will literally say one thing to you and turn around and say one thing completely opposite in the same sentence if they have the ability or need to do so. It's always ironic to me because as we're seeing this push now, this federal push for this gun confiscation or this red flag gun order, I've been looking at more of this yesterday and today, how there's more and more people in the Senate that are starting to actually support this, which is quite scary to me, to be honest with you. That we have this compromise of a government. I mean, a lot of this stuff, they're bad enough with a lot of stuff they support. But, I mean, going in now and blatantly saying that judges have the right to edict that you have your firearm stripped from you without due process, without charges, without conviction. Yeah, take his firearms, go to his house, take his guns. Oh, somebody said he's acting, what did he say? Oh, he said that he likes Trump and he basically supports the Second Amendment. Yeah, he's a threat. Go take his guns too. Giving these guys carte blanche immunity to go out and start seizing firearms from law-abiding citizens and not even have the ability to defend yourself or even go to court and get your firearms back immediately, that they have the ability to restrict you from your firearm for a minimum of a year, then you can have another court date, and at the same time during that year period, if you were possession of a firearm or any ammunition, just possession, is a felony. And then let's take it a step further in this Senate bill they're trying to push for the red flag gun law. They're going to funnel $20 million the first year into all police sheriff agencies to go and engage in this behavior, and essentially it will go on a tier scale. So whoever seizes the most guns and complies the most with this Senate bill is going to get the most money. So not only are you going in and giving them carte blanche immunity to seize firearms at will, you're incentivizing them to take more firearms so they can make more money for their police department. And at the same time, we have thousands of firearms being transferred to the United States from the Mexican drug cartel, a lot of those courtesy the ATF via Fast and Furious. It's interesting because I read an article, I've read numerous articles from Dave Hodges. He's talked about sources down in Mexico that have basically gotten machine guns and have gotten weapons, and they transfer them to the MS-13 gangs and other gangs, specifically a lot of them in South California. And this is an article that, you know, was on Breitbart today, but nobody's really even bothered to pay attention of it or even put the dots together at all. We know that South California is a hot spot for Mexican drug cartels. We know that it's a hot spot for huge amounts of gang activity. We know it's a hot spot for huge weapon transfers. Yet at the same time, we're saying the American population can't own firearms and have them seized at will, yet we're finding weapons caches repeatedly. This just happened on Sunday. A huge weapons cache was found in a vehicle right on the border of North Tijuana in the United States. Individual Ednardo N. Romero, 41 years old, in a parked vehicle, waiting, apparently, from what he has said, to meet up with a group on the U.S. side of the border to meet up with him to transfer more firearms into the United States. They raided his vehicle and found 9 machine guns, 2 40-millimeter grenade launchers, along with 3 40-millimeter grenades, 6 fragmentation grenades, enough spare magazines to feed the machine guns, and all corresponding ammo, along with 4 body armor ballistic vests, all sitting in his vehicle, ready to be transferred in the United States, and they essentially seized him, seized the weapons, and that's all you've heard of it now. So it's funny that we have this going on. We have literally, they're saying upwards of 900,000 to 1 million individuals, again, are going to cross into the border in the United States again this year. And we have the Senate so worried about making sure they pass a bill that gives the law enforcement carte blanche immunity to seize firearms without due process from law-abiding citizens, because that, of course, is the most important thing to take care of right now. Let's not issue active denial systems to the southern border to make sure we don't have people doing these transfers, or we don't have 900 to 1 million individuals coming across the border. Let's not shut down the loopholes that's allowing these people to come in here and stay in here and be released back in the population. And of course, let's not stop these invasions and these attacks on all these other countries to push them into this country. And of course, by all means, let's not stop the hundreds of billions of dollars in free welfare support, housing, transportation, money, food, health care, and social welfare programs that we give to these individuals. Let's not possibly address that at all. Let's take guns away from the law-abiding citizens, because that's the important thing to do right now. It boggles my mind how compromised we are as a United States government, and how inept the Senate has become, because they are essentially bought and paid for by the mainstream globalists, by the corporations that push these vaccines, that push these pharmaceuticals, that push all this other stuff, including having blackmail on them. But that's the only thing they're concerned about right now, is focusing on red flag confiscation gun laws, and not concerned about anything else. Or they're concerned about having a Senate hearing if we should start having mandated forced vaccinations, when we already know thousands of individuals have been apprehended at the border and held in quarantine because they've gotten, basically, they found out they have measles, mumps, chicken pox, you name it, they have it, and they're coming into the border unchecked and spreading out in the United States like an atomic bomb. Let's not address any of that. Let's focus on all the stuff right now. I saw this garbage article today. I told you guys yesterday that the whole thing with Pelosi and Trump and the impeachment, this is all going to be smoke and mirrors, and it has been for 2 years. It's going to be for the further 2 years. Now they're saying that Pelosi is trying to stop impeachment proceedings, but the House, Congress, you know, the Democrats want to push impeachment proceedings, and now all that. I just wanted to vomit when I saw it. I said, the American population, this inept now, that we really believe this is really the real news that's going on, this is really what's happening. We see now in Venezuela that people are eating cougars, they're cutting their heads off and leaving them on the street. They've now discussed topics of eating each other because they're so hungry down there. And of course, we know the United States is going to say they have to intervene now from a humanitarian standpoint, to intervene now with the country that has the largest amount of oil holdings in the entire world. Of course, we're going to take over that country. And we see all these things happening right now. And then all we want to see in the mainstream media is this cannon fodder, fake news. Other news as well, like, why are we allowing SoftBank and AeroVironment to start tests of experimental solar-powered drones that will be fitted with 5G towers so they can connect anybody in the world with 5G internet? I kid you not, this is what we're spending R&D on right now. This is what we're supporting with DARPA. Dubbed the Hawk 30, the drone is a curved flying wing design. Filings with the Federal Aviation Administration Security Exchange Commission show the drone has 10 electric engines and an operational altitude of 12 miles. The previous prototype drone, the Helios, was the largest wing horizontal aircraft in the world. The plane was wider than a Boeing 747, but weighed less than just one of the jet's landing wings. The design's designed to function solely off solar power to fly around in its electric engines upfitted with 5G tower systems, so they can literally fly around and do circles over any population at anywhere in the world at any time to make sure they have their 5G network equipped, all under the guise of having lightning speed internet. even though I already reported Yahoo News of all places broke it out a couple weeks ago that 5G is not at all what we think it is. It is not going to give us the lightning speed internet that we expect, at least not for another 5 to 10 years, that everything has to be completely retrofitted, and it is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to get this operational for faster internet that in the end is only going to be slightly faster of what they actually claimed it to be. But as we have already found out, it will still have the operational 5G military effects that DARPA built it for in the first place, leaving us essentially with no place to sit once the music stops, when we find out we're encompassed and surrounded with these 5G towers all over the place that are broadcasting these 5G radiation everywhere, and we don't have any faster internet whatsoever, and we have essentially been sold a bill of goods that is fake, and all we have is a giant radiation spy grid to monitor everything we do, tying us into the Internet of Things, and we still don't even get the faster internet with it, Dad. Imagine that.
5G is a weapon system. It's also to tie together the Internet of Things. It's to tie us into a D-Wave computer, to an interdimensional interface for Lucifer to become omnipresent. I'm going to repeat that. It's a 5G interface to tie us into a D-Wave computer, which is an interdimensional computer, to allow Lucifer, who controls the interdimensional computer, to become omnipresent, to control all of your thoughts all of the times. One of the big lies of 5G is, oh, it only goes for a few hundred feet, and that's it. We have to put towers everywhere. They just said on this drone, operational limit is 60,000 feet, 12 miles up. Are you kidding me? How can it broadcast 12 miles? Well, it's, you know, line of sight and go down. No, no, no. They're lying. It's a weapon system. The whole thing's a weapon system. And Trump says, put it out. Put it out. Put it out right now. 5G, 6G. We need it all. Quick as we can. No safety protocols. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's the big cue boy. And so that's what he wants. Because why? Because he's not letting us know what's really the objective of a 5G network. Like you said, Austin, has nothing to do with faster internet. It's all about population control. It's a weapon targeting system is what it is. It's a weapon targeting system. It can zoom right in on your cell phone. Look at your iPhone. Unless you disable the feature, it'll track everywhere you've been, every city you've been, and it keeps a file of it. I mean, it keeps a file of how to basically track you. I mean, you know, you go to Claremont or you go to Orlando or you go to Dade City or you go anywhere you want here locally or you go to Atlanta. It says, in Atlanta today, blah, 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 blah. It tells you everybody where it is. It's a weapon system designed to be integrated into the doggone communication systems, including your telephones, to be able to track you to the point when they finally get the 5G everything and everything gets nanotagged. Track you by your very DNA. I mean, what did one of these big DNA companies just get? Was given $300 million now to a petrochemical company in order to work together to find diseases and cures for diseases via DNA. Well, what happens if they find that you're the lab rat they want? You sent your sample in and they say, oh, by the way, Joe over here is the perfect person. We need his blood. And we need his blood. We don't just need a drop of his blood. We need all of his blood and we need his organs. We need to take him apart and figure out how he works, because he's got a different kind of DNA that we haven't seen before, and we can probably monetize it and make money off of it. Also, we can probably weaponize it. Be very careful when you send your DNA out. Now, I said something earlier when I was talking about Hollywood, and I with another person who ended up dying was Prince. Now, why did Prince die? Here's one of them. Here's a loose quote that he said. He says, when he was doing a big interview, and I remember Prince, another guy, huge, Purple Rain, huge name. You know, when I was a kid, quote, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. That's so cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. Next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay, you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails, and he started to say things like, they hit home so hard, and I would recommend everybody try to get what he said online. This is what he talked about. And all of a sudden, suddenly, Prince dies. He dies. And, you know, he just something that happened to him. Died very, very young. Now, let's stop one more second. Say, well, you quoted Michael Jackson. I'm going to read you part of his lyrics. And this is how awake Michael Jackson got. And I told you, I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson. Never cared for him. But the boy could dance. and his moonwalk was amazing. And he could sing. I'll give him that. But he did a song. The name of the song was They Don't Care About Us. I'm going to play it for you right now because I don't want to get hit with another whatever as far as playing songs I shouldn't play on the show. He goes, skinhead, deadhead, everybody gone bad, situation, aggravation, everybody, allegation. He goes, bang, bang, shot him, any part of it. All I want to really say is that they don't care about us. They really don't care about us. He goes, now listen to what he says. I'm reading you what he said. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Jew, J-E-W, Jew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike, which is a slang about Jews, K-I-K-E, kike me, don't you black or white me. Wow, think about that. All I want to say is that they really don't care about us. All I want to say is they really don't care about us. Tell me what has become of my life. I have a wife and two children who love me. I'm a victim of produced brutality. No, I'm tired of being a victim of hate. You're raping me of my pride. Oh, for God's sake, I look to heaven to fulfill his prophecy. Set me free. This is Jackson saying this. Hence, he wasn't around much after this because he's really calling it out. He goes, here's what really got to him. Listen to me. Tell me what has become of my rights. Am I invisible because you ignore me? Your proclamation promised me free liberty. No, I'm tired of being the victim of shame. They're throwing me in a class with a bad name. I can't believe this is the land from which I came. You know I really do hate to say it. The government don't want to see. But if Roosevelt was living, he wouldn't let this be. This is Michael Jackson saying this. Now, guys, right after this, Michael Jackson basically was found dead, you know, whatever, and they charged his doctor with killing him. Oh, yeah, that's right. They charged, you know, Elvis Presley's doctor with killing him. And, oh, yeah, Janis Joplin died, too, and Jimi Hendrix died, too, and the Doors guy died, too, and all of these people died. All of these guys probably came out of Laurel Canyon, all victims of some type of mind control programming, and their mind control programming started to break, like with Kanye West. Gets up in front of a bunch of people and starts talking about this stuff. All of a sudden, the guy got to put him back in the hospital for a few days. Got to get him right. Okay, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. All of this stuff is being done to us. And again, I'm going to say it. They worked for years with Trump on The Apprentice. I think 14, 15 seasons. Getting him to become an even bigger household name. I mean, the guy's not going to qualify for Mensa. All right? He's not the brightest bulb in the box. I mean, he was given tens of millions of dollars by his father, the slumlord, and he was able to, quote-unquote, do all of this stuff and become bankrupt multiple times, but yet constantly get bailed out from everything. I mean, the guy doesn't read. I mean, that's what I've read over and over again. He doesn't read. I mean, he just basically gets given stuff to do, gets it done, makes decisions, and he's being handled. All of this stuff is being handled. And what has this led to here in the United States with all of this wonderful prosperity we've been given and all the stuff that we've been given with all the drugs coming in? U.S. deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide hit the highest level since record-keeping has begun. The number of deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide in 2017 hit the highest levels. It rose from 43.9 to 46.9 deaths per 100,000. In 2016, 2017, a rise of 6%. I mean, think about that. That's incredible that is happening here in the United States. Why are so many people killing themselves? Because of despondency. Because of overdose from drugs and alcohol. Because of being so disappointed in what's going on in the United States. Being so disappointed in the culture. And here's a big one they don't want to talk about. The absolute overuse of antipsychotic medication that makes you psychotic, like Prozac and Zoloft and all these different drugs that have a big black box warning on them that says this product can make you want to kill yourself. And so now we have all these people taking all these drugs. Why? Because they're not happy. Because they don't have the righteousness, peace, and the joy from the infilling of the Holy Spirit. They've looked at this stuff that they're supposed to have, fancy car, fancy house, you know, fancy things, fancy clothes. And they're sitting on this giant pile of stuff now that they're trying to maintain, and now they don't have enough room for their stuff, so they're having to buy storage warehouses to put their stuff in. And they're sitting there going, well, I don't know what to do. I've got this fancy house payment. I got these fancy car payments. I got these fancy clothes put on my credit card. Can't figure out what to do with these things. I'm paying these off. I've got my, you know, the things that I had to have that I saw at the Sam's Club or Costco or one of these other discount shopping centers. And you say, well, I bought all this stuff. I don't ever use it. But I got all the payments that are due, and I'm depressed because I'm not happy. Well, you can't base your life on happiness or happenings. If it takes a happening to make you happy, you're never going to be happy, because inside of each of you is a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. And see, when you're trying to buy material stuff like Michael Jackson with his Neverland Ranch and all the things that he did, all of a sudden he realized, hey, this isn't making me happy. Look what these people are doing to me. Look what the government is doing to me. Look what's happening. Look what Prince. Let's talk about chemtrails. Let's talk about all the stuff that we can't bring up. You don't see chemtrails ever talked about in the mainstream news. I talk about it. I've done major Christian TV shows, and I've talked about chemtrails. I've showed pictures. I've showed pictures of Bohemian Grove and the Great Owl Ceremony on national TV Christian shows. I've shown blow-ups of it. You know, but here's the thing. What's the market for a TV show like that? You may have a few hundred thousand people watching, and not tens of millions. And see, that's the thing that we don't understand, is they're not going to allow us to step into a mainstream platform and give us a microphone. They're not going to allow anybody to do that, including Donald Trump. You know, he was the accidental president. I believe that with all of my heart. He was just the protagonist of the story, or the antagonist of the story, depending on what side you're on with Hillary Clinton. I mean, he was the one that was the yin to the yang with the Clintons. And finally, because of our prayers, we gave him an overwhelming victory, and he got stuck in the White House not knowing what the heck to do. And now he's doing what he's being told to do, like he was programmed to do, like he had been trained to do on his TV show by the people, the elite. They're not the elite. They're not the elite. They're the scum of the planet. They're the scum of the planet that say they don't even have human DNA in them, that they're the spawn of Lucifer. Khalid, that's what I hear, that one clown on the show. I'm not gonna say anything about who he was. Comes, oh, the elite say this and the elite say that. That's elite. They're not the elite. They're the globalist scum of the planet that basically worship and serve their master Lucifer, who like to sacrifice little children and eat them. These are the perverts they call the elite. No, they're not the elite. They're the scum of the planet that have stolen our planet by hook or by crook and by satanic sacrifice for thousands of years. And these are the guys that are still making it go bump in the night. These are the guys that are programming these sickos out of Hollywood and sickos in these perverts. So when you see these guys get these huge names, and they start to really, really, really get big, and then all of a sudden they start waking up. Oh, yeah. They have to be shut up very, very quickly. I mean, look at all, like Seymour Hoffman, all these people. They start waking up, can't keep them around. They got too big of a platform. They can pull together the press, get online, start a talk show, and start really telling the people what's happening. You know, I have a good friend of mine who's a national talk show host, huge show, syndicated, started waking up, started talking about what was really going on. Boom, snap, gone. Just everybody. The syndication disappeared. Everything disappeared. I could tell you who did it to him, but then you know who he was. And unbelievable what happens. And you think, wow, why do they do it? Because you got too big of a platform, and they don't want you talking about it. You see, and that's the whole thing now. If they can use you, and I mentioned this the other day, if they can use you on your platform, they can control you, and they can make you a disinformation agent. You get out 20% junk stuff. They'll keep you around for a bit until everybody starts realizing that you're putting out this stuff, and you say, hey, look, I am not going to do this anymore. Then suddenly they've got to make sure you're not going to do anything anymore, and you are going to go away. This is so important that you understand that. By the way, here's statistics that are pretty interesting to us as far as consumer debt apocalypse. We have some major stuff going on. The total consumer debt in the United States has just surpassed $4 trillion. When we throw in the mortgages and individual debt, we're at $13.5 trillion. 480 million credit cards in circulation right now in the United States. Consumers are carrying $870 billion worth of balances on their credit cards right now, almost $1 trillion. 56% of Americans are currently having credit card balances that have been carrying for more than a year. 56%. The number of seriously delinquent credit cards, almost 37 million. Americans now owe a total of $1.3 trillion in their auto loans. It keeps going up and up and up because of the negative equity that they're refinancing into the loans. At this moment, more than 7 million Americans are delinquent on their auto payments. That's a huge, huge wave coming this way. The total amount of student debt in the United States is over $1.5, close to $2 trillion. It just goes on and on and on. Why is this happening? It's happening because of the programming. because everybody was programmed that you have to have a new iPhone every year, that you have to have a certain kind of clothes every year. If you guys ever met me in person, unless I'm doing a seminar and I'm speaking and I'm dressed up, you're going to realize I like to walk around in shorts, Birkenstocks, and a T-shirt. I don't care. It doesn't make one bit of difference to me what I wear. Now, I don't like to wear scruffy clothes as far as holes in my clothes and dirty clothes or whatever, but I don't wear real fancy clothes unless I'm expected to do that. And I'm speaking to 5, 10, 15, 20,000 people or whatever, and they expect me to walk on the platform with an expensive suit on, with an expensive tie, with expensive shoes because I have to look the part of what I'm doing. Okay, I'll play that game with them. That's because that's business attire. But the reality is this. When I'm sitting around the house, it doesn't make one bit of difference to me how I'm dressed. I have friends of mine. They got to have the Gucci shoes. They have to have the fancy shirts. I mean, they can't go out in public without a coat or a tie on. I mean, come on. Really, guys? Really? I mean, why is that so important? Unless you're having to do it for a business reason. Now, I'm not talking about being sloppy. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm talking about is just relax and chill out. You don't have to have the newest car. You don't have to have the newest phone. You don't have to have the newest computer. You don't have to have all the stuff unless you decide that you want to program your brain for that stuff and you're on a never-ending quest for material stuff and more stuff. Guys, that's an empty road. You never get to the end of it. All you do is pile up a bunch of stuff. It's not that. That's not good. You got to know who Jesus is. You got to know who Christ is. And don't let these guys do these mind games with you and try to program you into their way of thinking of buy, consume, and obey. Important. Guys, awesome. What do you think?
No, it was very well said. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely no question about it. Also, too, in other news, I wanted to get this out. I talked about these about 2 years ago when they came out. The Apple AirPods, which you see a lot of people running them around with them now, they are the wireless earbuds is what they are. So, I mean, they are a Wi-Fi earbud. And I've talked about it in detail, but I'll bring it up again. These things are not healthy to use at all, in my opinion. I mean, if you had some and you were using them for a phone call for a minute or two, one time a day, but I see a lot of people, because they're so convenient, they leave these things in all day long. And the problem is now there's been multiple studies and even a petition now that's been signed by over 250 scientists warning about cancer from the new trendy earphones. They said Apple's popular wireless AirPod headphones may pose cancer risk to wearers, according to the World Health Organization, which is surprising because they usually don't talk about hardly anything except pro-vaccine, and another 250 scientists, which warn numerous devices that emit radio frequency radiation. The AirPods in particular are concerning, they said, because they sit deeply enough within the ear canal to emit and expose these fragile parts of the ear to dangerous amounts of radiation. In some cases, the level of radiation found to be so carcinogenic were significantly lower than was allowed. And even though the problem, what they're saying is here, even though they may meet the requirements as being under the allowed amount, they've never done test studies on people being exposed to it for 10, 15, 20 hours repeatedly every single day over and over and over and over and over again. They said last year Apple sold 28 million pairs of these. The year before they sold 16 million pairs of these. And the problem with what they're seeing is there's this Wi-Fi radiation, especially when you have both of them in, it's even worse. Some wearing one is bad enough, but when you're wearing both of them, it's emitting Wi-Fi radiation cross-sectionally right through your brain and through your ear canal that connect to the other one and then down to your phone. So you have this grid that is your brain is right in the middle of this Wi-Fi radiation, something that's really not healthy. Like I said, if you're using one for an earpiece to talk on your phone for a minute or two and you're taking it out, that's probably not bad. And it's probably actually healthier than having your cell phone up against your head, because the cell phone's going to emit a lot more radiation frequency. So if you're using one of these ear pods, use it for a phone call for a couple minutes and that's it. Don't leave it in your ear, and by all means do not put two of them in there, because they found the amount of radiation grew exponentially in the brain and the ear canal when both of them were in, because they both talk to one another via Wi-Fi. And of course, when they're both shoved in your ear canal, the only thing in between those ear pods is your brain, which is not a healthy place for it to be when you have that much radiation sitting there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on end, right connected right up to your brain like that, Deb.
You know, Austin, I've said for years, don't do that because it acts like an antenna. It actually magnifies the strength. The same thing, any of these Bluetooth things are the same way. Just avoid them. Use a speakerphone, hold it 6 to 8 inches away from you, keep it stored off your body, turn it off if you have to, or just put it in an airplane mode if you've got to do that so it stops doing that. By the way, B12, methylcobalamin, not the cyanide cobalamin. You have to use the methyl. It's using a sublingual is great. A deficiency in this can actually be a trigger for anxiety and depression. One of the most remarkable papers that I ever looked at in the psychiatric literature was about a 57-year-old woman who was treated with months of both antipsychotic and antidepressant medications, and it didn't work. And then she was given 2 rounds of electroconvulsive shock therapy, but nobody bothered to check her B12 levels. Her symptoms were years in the making, including tearfulness, anxiety, movement abnormalities, constipation, lethargy. She was lethargic. Eventually, perception disturbances, hearing her name called, and ultimate and severe psychiatric pathology. And basically what she did was she was basically deficient in B12. Within 2 months, after electroconvulsive shock therapy, somebody starts giving her B12. Within 2 months of identifying her deficiency, the B12 treatment, she was reverted to her baseline of 14 years previously, and then she remained stable with no more need for treatment. In other words, she was taking off all the drugs because she was deficient in B12. Now, this is so important that you understand this. You've got to make sure you're taking methylcobalamin. It's a B vitamin your body can absorb and actually go through without having to be processed in the liver. You don't do cyanide cobalamin. We have the methylcobalamin. We're one of the only companies that actually carry that. And we have to understand that B12 deficiencies are really, really, really severe in the United States, as are other B vitamin deficiencies. The B vitamins are kind of like the spark plugs for the Krebs cycle and the mitochondria in the cells. And if you don't have sufficient amounts of B vitamins, you simply can't make energy and you feel pretty awful. And so it's one of those things that people say, well, when I started taking your B complex, I felt great. I felt the energy within 4 hours. Well, it's because they're methylated. And if you're one of the 30% of the population that can't process a non-methylated B vitamin, you're taking vitamins that aren't methylated, you're wasting your money. It's just not going to happen. It's going to right through your system and not get absorbed. So B12 deficiency, a big problem with people that have anxiety and depression, as is also hypoglycemia and blood sugar disorders. That's a big, big problem with a lot of people who suffer from these anxiety disorders. When their sugar drops down too low, they get really, really irritable, and they actually have a personality change. And sometimes they're put on psychiatric medication because their blood sugar is irregular, unstable. Maybe they need to change their diet, start including a good high-quality fat and protein with every meal and stabilize the absorption of those carbohydrates so they don't have a blood sugar spiking down. Because when you get sugar up too high, you have insulin, drops the sugar down too low, and you're on this emotional roller coaster all day in which you never feel right. Guys, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. Thank you for getting your B12 from us. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I appreciate you guys. I love you. I had the opportunity, the privilege of praying for you again today. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy towards us and for your love towards us and your support of us. Thank you for continuing to pray for us. I really appreciate it. Austin, I'll do the write-up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for the continued support of everything. We're just doing the best we can to try to wake up everybody. I had a good friend of mine the other day I talked to, you know, who was not vaccinating his child now. He asked me, he goes, have you done shots? And I said, no, I'm not doing any on the kids unless it's something that I really feel they need to do so with a clean vaccine. And he goes, okay, so how many of your kids had? And I said, I thought I should answer the question. I said, zero. And he goes, oh, man. He's like, well, they were pushing me to the pediatrician to do them, making me feel like I was a bad parent. And I said, listen, I said, just tell them you're doing delayed shots, and you continue to tell them that. I said, you have to be careful right now, and I'm telling you guys this as well. There's a lot of reports that are going around. I'm getting a lot of chatter that the CPS, the Child Protective Services, are working with pediatricians now. And the pediatricians, if they get agitated or if they get mad or if they feel like you're undermining their authority as a parent by not vaccinating their children, they're recommending Child Protective Services look into you, and they're now saying, from what I've heard, and this is not official, but what I have heard is that they are now saying that not vaccinating your child is enough grounds for the parent to be removed from the child and CPS to remove the child from the family home. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I don't know if that's in all states. I don't know everything about that, but I've heard this happening, and it's completely blacklisted. Media's not covering it. Nobody's covering it. But because this whole measles thing is going on right now, and the media is going haywire with it, ironically enough, like I said, they don't discuss the hundreds of thousands of people that die every year on pharmaceutical drugs or the billions of dollars that have been paid out in vaccine injury through the vaccine compensation fund that the taxpayers have to pay for. They don't talk about any of this stuff. They're talking about 150, 180 people that have measles in the entire United States now, not discussing that we have thousands of people that are quarantined and apprehended at the border that are currently showing symptoms of the exact same diseases before they even get to this country. So this is something you have to really tread lightly with, because you want to win the situation. You want to handle it appropriately. Getting highly aggressive and telling the pediatrician he's an idiot and he wants to kill your child with vaccines and you're never going to talk to him again and you're going somewhere else probably isn't the best route to go. I know that's what a lot of people want to do. I know that's what I've wanted to do before, but the best thing to do is stand your ground on it, say you're still doing more research and you're undecided and you're planning on delaying the vaccinations to a later date. That way you're not saying that you're not going to do them. You're saying that you're going to delay them to a later date. And a lot of times the pediatricians are like, okay, whatever. I don't want to deal with this right now. But if you start undermining their authority, these pediatricians don't feel like they're not maintaining their God status. They're turning some people into child protective services. So just a side note, I wanted to get that out today to let everybody know, if you have young kids, tread lightly with this, because we want to win. We want to maintain what we're trying to preserve with our kids and our health and everything else. But we also, too, want to make sure we're choosing our battles at the appropriate time and the appropriate battleground. So thank you so much, guys, for the support. Thank you for everything you continue to do for us, all the emails. Thank you, guys. The HGH Stimulate, if you guys saw, one product of the week. It's on sale for over 17% off right now. I had a lot of people emailing me saying they want to buy it. They want to get a discount on it. So I said, guess what? We'll do a big sale on it for product of the week this week. So it's on sale on the website right now for over 17% off at healthmasters.com. Thank you for the support. Thank you for allowing us to be able to do this show with no sponsors, no restrictions, no caveats, no strings. That's why we did this show. That's why we continue to do this show. And with your support, we will keep doing the show the exact same way we've been doing it for the last 4 years now. So thank you for everything. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.